Time for the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Greer. God bless America. So good to have you here, right? So good to have you here. Really appreciate it. Three big things for you to discuss right now. The heat wave is coming. That's number one. The heat wave is coming, at least the southern portion of the state over the next couple of days. Now, you know, people call it a heat wave. I call it July. Well, it's just global climate. You know, it's July. Yeah. Number two, we'll have a bit of a review of the Republican debate. Debate number five of the candidates running for governor as Republicans. Four out of five. One not invited. He's not happy about it. I'll tell you about that. And number three, too much gun violence in the city, says the Detroit chief of police, after one of his officers is shot and killed. Happened yesterday. The Detroit officer and the suspect, who the police say was firing indiscriminately, both killed on the city's west side. Standing outside of Sonny Grace Hospital after what he called a very sad and tragic event, the Detroit Chief of Police, James White, angrily denouncing the rising toll of gun violence in his city and across the nation after one of his officers was shot and killed. The violence in this country is outrageous. The assaults against police officers is outrageous. And tonight we lost a hero in our department. And regardless of where you stand, on what side of the political aisle you're on this issue of gun violence, it's entirely too much gun violence in this city. Too much gun violence in this country. And now we've got an officer who has paid the ultimate sacrifice, putting his life on the line for you and me every single day. And officers are doing it right now, even after this call. Enough is enough. The officer from the department's second precinct, not identified as of right now. A five-year veteran who comes from a long history of law enforcement. The officer's father, the chief said, recently retired from this department. The chief said the officer was a married father. He met with the officer's family at the hospital. Their soul is crushed. Worst day of their life. Dad's not coming home. Husband's not coming home. And it's unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. The Detroit mayor also met with the officer's family at the hospital, describing him as a dedicated public servant. The senseless violence ravaging our country has hit far too close to home tonight. We owe a debt of gratitude to our fallen officer, a debt that we can never repay, said Mike Duggan. He gave his life to serve his city and keep his fellow Detroiters safe. Our entire city is holding his family in our hearts tonight, and we'll be with him and with them every step of the way of the difficult days. Yeah, it's terribly sad. Terribly sad, but pushing for the, you know, I don't like it either. I don't like it either. All right, to the debate we go over on the west side. A 90-minute debate on the campus of Grand Valley State University. Businessman Kevin Rinke touting his proposal to eliminate the state's 4.25% income tax, a move that would cut $12 billion in annual state revenue potentially. Battled by conservative commentator Tudor Dixon of Norton Shores, suggesting Rinke's plan is incomplete, saying she supported reducing the income tax over time, but said Rinke had no plans to replace the state funds and it would be lost. I think the people should just be aware, said Dixon, that there is no plan to eliminate the income tax in 1 year. The Metro Detroit businessman countered by saying his plan speaks for itself, and Lansing has plenty of money. State lawmakers last week approved a $77 billion budget for next year. People are suffering now, and taking our time to slowly reduce income taxes is like a slow death for the state of Michigan, he said. It was all put on by Wood TV, and some of these comments I'm sharing with you now come from the Detroit News. Just 26 days now until the August 2nd primary, when Republican voters will select a nominee to challenge Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In addition to Rinke and Dixon, real estate broker Ryan Kelly with Fallondale was there, and chiropractor Garrett Soldano of Mattawan participated in the debate. Reverend Rebrandt was not invited I'm not clear why that is. Kelly said he has a 100-day plan and includes doing a budget audit to find that wasteful spending in Lansing. He said property taxes are rising too much and need to be capped, reduced, and eliminated as well. Soldano vowed to do a forensic accounting of the budget because the spending growth is not sustainable and said he would go through the budget line by line and get rid of needless spending. And the four candidates were unified in their opposition to gun control. So a lot going on in this debate. Can you believe that it's only 26 days now until the primary? We're right down to it. It's not the law-abiding citizens that are committing these crimes, said Rinke. It's kids and it's people who are criminals, who are sick mentally, who are socially outcast, abused in many instances by the people that they interact with daily. Soldano says, we don't have a problem with guns, we have a problem with mental health. And when it came to abortion, well, I'll take this from the Detroit News. While Whitmer has said she will fight like hell to protect abortion rights, Tudor Dixon described herself as unequivocally pro-life. Soldano said he's against abortion with the exception to preserve the life of the mother. Rinke added, this is a legislative issue and the legislature needs to represent the people of this state to determine what our path forward is. And Kelly said he supports the longstanding Michigan law, the 1931 law that bans abortion except to preserve the life of the mother. Lavora Barnes, the Democratic chair for Michigan, had lots of rotten things to say about all of them, as you can imagine. And then there's another little fight that happened that I'll share with you between Soldano and Dixon. Soldano repeatedly blasting Dixon as the establishment candidate. You're backed by the establishment. You're backed by the DeVos empire, Soldano said during a debate that took place at the Richard DeVos Center, by the way. Yeah. Dixon countered that Soldano had sought the same endorsement she had. An idea Soldano apparently has tried to disagree with. Anyhow. Reverend Rebrandt was not included, Pastor Ralph Rebrandt, Farmington Hills. He was left out of the debate because he didn't meet the polling threshold set by the event's organizers. Kansas had to be at least 5% in independent polling to be invited, according to Wood. In every poll that's been taken, there's been one consistent variable, at least 48% as a low and 66% as a high of Michigan voters are undecided, he said. And so therefore, to keep anybody off the stage was not appropriate. You can decide that for yourself, I guess. Quite a little bit of fur flying there. There you go. All right. Don't forget to take your vitamins today. HealthyCell.com. Goes down easy. Microgel. HealthyCell.com. Use the promo code Gruber and save 20% on your HealthyCell. Do it. Don't forget. And you don't have to swallow those big horse pills anymore. No, you can put in your orange juice. You can go down any way you want. It goes down easy. Really nice. All right, coming up, David Brownback will be here from the Michigan Chamber of Business Solutions Executive. There's a new talent tool just launched by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Could mean good things for you and people you know. What is it? We'll tell you about it straight ahead on the Michigan Chamber Business Brief.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses, and loving nuzzles, and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better. And the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now, thebarkingboutique.com, thebarkingboutique.com.
Hi, Adam from Patriot Foods, a Michigan company committed to bringing you U.S.-only grown and sourced produce. When you support the U.S. farmer, we give back to military families in need. Use promo code AMERICA and save 10% today. And get free shipping on all orders over $100. That's promo code AMERICA. Go to PatriotFoods.com. That's PatriotFoods.com. Use promo code AMERICA and shop today.